Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is Thursday, August the 17th, 2017. And we're here to talk about some great things on the show today on GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm super excited about the opportunities that we're getting ready to jump into today. Even though everything that's going on around the country and around the world, we as entrepreneurs must stand strong on our prime objectives and making sure that we are building a unique and successful business in our communities and in the city and state where we provide, where we reside. So I want to give you some information in reference to building your business by giving great customer service. That's going to be the topic for today. And it's a lot of things, like I shared with you, ladies and gentlemen, before time, this year, 2017. This is going to be one of the most challenging closing of this year, 2017, that we've had in previous years. Reason being is because things right now in reference to trends, manufacturers, products, services, and even interacting day-to-day on generally with guests or customers on a regular basis, your clients and so forth, you have to have a strategic plan in place in order to build your network successfully and in order to maintain your revenue stream that you're generating each and every week, each and every month. Without further ado, I'm going to go into these details with you so you can kind of get a little grassroots on how to build great customer service into your business with these simple five tips that we're going to be sharing with you. Anything like anything I share with you, and especially when it comes to not only just your web design business or having a website, but also the marketing campaigns that you put together in reference to building your brand, getting your name out there, and then also utilizing different tools today where you don't have to spend a great deal of money, whether we do with social media. We have basically internet services that can provide you without the heavy cost of TV and radio advertising. Now, if you have the funds to do so on that level, fine. But my suggestion to everybody to reach the masses and to basically be your brand is to be unique and different and doing something that you can really teach and train others to do within your network. So you want to make sure you have all of these things in place when it comes to building a positive customer service experience that can inspire emotional responses toward a business, such what you do, but you have to have trust, you have to have gratitude, and you also have to have loyalty. Through the word of mouth, which is the best, to me, form of advertising still today, even in the times we're in now, 2017, every customer has a potential to become a brand advocate and bring you more business by how you treat them in the marketplace, and as well as how you treat them when they come into your store or order information off your website, whether it be a service or product that you're providing. Making sure you're time sensitive, ladies and gentlemen, is all about time sensitivity when it comes to online orders that you putting in place, those parameters where you have it shipped as fast as possible or as conveniently as possible according to what you promised when they ordered the product. And then also the quality of the product, understanding the brand of the product, how it's made, the fabric, and understanding the information about the product and giving the guest education and detail on it will also help solidify their trust in you in reference to you being the expert and knowing what it is you do. So try to create a customer service culture of knowledge, communication, purpose, and empathy into your business, ladies and gentlemen. With exceptional customer service, your profits will increase, it will soar, it will do a lot that you normally would not have thought of had you had put this in place. So I'm going to share with you some simple tips. I hope you're taking copious notes so that way you can make sure that you're doing everything possible to build your brand. Training regimen is number one. Successfully, basically, ladies and gentlemen, selling a product without understanding the features and benefits is nearly impossible, especially when answering questions or providing advice. That's where the big training comes in, ladies and gentlemen. If you notice companies today or small businesses today, when you get new hires, if you always train them on what it is you do, every business doesn't do it the same way, even though they're in the same industry. One can be different from the other. There is no two businesses the same. So if you train properly and build your business with that in mind, you will continue to grow, and that's the key word, ladies and gentlemen, growth. You will continue to grow and basically give your customers the basis of them coming into your location if you have a brick and mortar, or if you're online, the content information or customer service, if they call you with any questions, that you can be able to answer them with intelligence, with knowledge, and with a hope that they can continue to repurchase from you again, in the hope that they can repurchase from you again. Okay, so it's important to get a 360-degree education of the business regardless of what division or what industry that you decide to work into in your company. But what are the other companies are doing, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to be doing on a regular, consistent basis that is working for them, that is being a success to them? You want to also emulate those successes as well. But in order to do that, you have to make sure you have a great training regimen within your company. Number two, internal reporting. For every employee, you should be able to a customer as though they've been involved in the experience from the beginning. As a result, ladies and gentlemen, your patrons know that they are receiving an individual attention, which is important. A good way to implement better internal communication often comes from reporting and making sure that you're getting feedback from your customers on a regular, consistent basis. And again, feedback is key, ladies and gentlemen. How well did we do in servicing you on this particular product or service? If you had any questions, did we answer them correctly? All of these details, ladies and gentlemen, that you should be having into your reporting should be noted. But it's not enough, ladies and gentlemen, to have the capability to record the information and not educate and teach the employees how to go out and use it and diligently basically build up the brand by giving them the quality customer service, making sure that they are knowledgeable about the product or service that you're providing in the marketplace, and understand the nature of the business that you run. As an entrepreneur or as a business owner, you want to make sure you have your team in place to build on that brand. And educating them helps them to educate your guests or customers so that way they can understand that, hey, these guys know what they're doing, they know what they're talking about, and let's continue to do business with them. Number three, purpose through appreciation. Drilling the importance of customer service into employees is possible, but if they don't care about the company or the customer or feel that their job has no purpose, no amount of training will matter. What will make your employees care as much about customer service as you do? Making them care as much about the company as you do by giving them the power or empowering them to represent you as an ambassadors for your company so that way they can continue to share the information with dignity and pride and making sure that they are working or representing a brand that they can believe in. If there is no rewards, no incentives, no kind of way of purpose for them to do what they do daily, then, ladies and gentlemen, you're wasting your spinning your wheels. You're not going to get what you're going to be looking for. It's all about the quality, not the quantity. If you do it on a quality level, you will continue to have great people representing your brand, your company, and basically bringing in more customers, which is your base. So unique incentives such as how you pay your people, how you reward your people is always key factors, ladies and gentlemen. The bottom line is, if I work for you, you're letting me be a representative of this brand or company, and you give me some incentives toward reaching a goal that I have personally set working with the company, then, of course, I'm going to do it with due diligence. Why? Because I see something in the end of the rainbow that I can achieve and receive at the same time. It has to be a win-win, ladies and gentlemen. If it's not on a win-win level, you will not make it. Number four, the element of understanding. Empathy is an integral element of outstanding customer service. There's an old adage, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Trust is one of the most important but often overlooked factors in business because it ensures customers' commitment, loyalty, and word-of-mouth advertising. This is what you want to do, ladies and gentlemen, on a regular, consistent basis in order to build your brand successfully and continue to have a repeat business. You want to make sure you can have the element of understanding what they're going through, understanding what it is they're looking for. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we satisfy three things in the marketplace. It's what people want, need, and can afford. Again, if you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful in your business. But making sure you build a strategic relationship, you're not only your workers or team, but also with the customers and people in your community is going to help you supersede everything that you're trying to do on a regular, weekly, monthly basis. And your goals that you're reaching, if you have set those properly, you should be able to obtain and reach them without any questions. So let's working together, building the brand, helping the community and the customers within the community to achieve what they're trying to achieve, you all win. It's a win-win scenario. The more people you help get what they want, ladies and gentlemen, the more you will get what you want. That's the way it works. Last but not least, number five, ditch the automation altogether. Automated phone systems are impersonable and can be a hindrance to customer loyalty. Using live bodies to answer every call is more expensive, but the higher overhead results in greater customer conversation rates from personal attention that absolutely make up the difference. Notice that companies that go automated on their answering machines, people hang up quick. They don't want to be bothered. It's a real big problem because I don't have the time to listen to a machine talk to me when I need to get an answer on a particular question of a product and service that I purchased from this company. I want an answer. So if you want to be that on a level, you want to have live bodies or a customer service department where you can start off with 4 to 5 people. Whatever the amount of however your growth of your company is, if you're starting out, you can start off with 1 or 2. Just to get people until it grows. But it's a gradual growth, ladies and gentlemen, that you have to implement as the money comes in. And if it's coming in on a regular, consistent basis, well, you're generating $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month, then you've got to see the percentage of revenue that you need to set aside for live bodies to be basically a representation, again, of your brand, your company. So back to basics is what it really boils down to, ladies and gentlemen, is going back to basics, understanding the traditional way of building a successful business, a brand, and making sure today that we utilize the techniques, the unique of the techniques, different from our competitors and different from others in the industry that we're working in. So If you do this, ladies and gentlemen, you won't have any problems. I'm super excited to be able to share this opportunity with you today as we continue on our growth series at GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. It's been a great pleasure talking with you on this day, making sure that you have a wonderful super day on today, Thursday, which is Throwback Thursday. And continue on, ladies and gentlemen, as we close this month out and we start rolling into the month of September, as we close out this year, 2017, what is your focus and goal for the remaining part of this year as we hit the last quarter of the year? What do you want to accomplish and what do you want to as we close it out? Getting ready for 2018, what are you looking at for the new year? What are you going to be looking at as we continue to grow our market today? And that's what it's really all about, our market. Understanding the market, the people within the market, and understanding the people within our community that we do business with on a regular, consistent, regular, daily basis. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it is, as always, it's been a pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to continue to build a business successfully, ladies and gentlemen. Have the faith and keep building the dream. And also, if you have any questions or comments that you want to make a represent of this show, always you can go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for tuning in for this week's edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and I'm signing off. And thank you again for continuing building your vision.